This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvapalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, date of birth 2/18 of 1950. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Turner with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, and history of left renal infarction. His last visit here was October 25th of 2021. His weight is up 6 pounds since his last visit. He's been feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And the patient did see Dr. Witzke since his last visit, and she was happy with his labs and with the flow of his urine. He won't need to go back to see her again unless there are problems, like increased creatinine levels or difficulty with his urinary output. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He is anticoagulated with Xarelto. He's on Multac for rhythm control, metoprolol, Lipitor, amlodipine, Nexium, several vitamins, Benadryl allergy, and Tylenol as needed for pain. Physical examination, weight 222 pounds, pulse is 67, oxygen saturation 95%, on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 70. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular today, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. No ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 20th of 2022. His creatinine is 1.5, slightly higher. Previous two levels were 1.3 and 1.4. Estimated GFR is 46. Albumin 4.5, calcium 9.1. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.3. Hemoglobin 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease without progression, hypertension, well controlled, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and history of left renal infarction. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.